relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. Yes. And the people... and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, Anna, we're trying to enjoy it safely. We are at the Poorhouse in Tampa, which is a very lively bar and restaurant, which is why I am double masked. But if you take a look here at the scene behind me, you can see that a lot of people are here. They're gathered. They're already cheering for their favorite team. They're outside, so it's considered to be safer. And they are allowed to be here. They're only supposed to take their masks off while they're eating or drinking. But you can see quite a large crowd. Certainly not all in one single family or one single household that are mixing. But that is allowed here in the city of Tampa right now.
Oh, no. People living their lives. That's Randy Kaye of CNN. How does she know they're not from the same household? Could have really big families in Florida. I don't know, honestly. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Welcome to America First on this Monday show, less than 24 hours before the historic second ever impeachment trial in the Senate of a president. I'm going to say a president because it is against the U.S. Constitution to impeach a private citizen, and that who Donald Trump is, because the goal of impeachment is to remove a president from office. Well, he left that office quite a few weeks ago. I was there at Andrews Air Force Base when we said goodbye to him. But nevertheless, they're going to proceed because Trump derangement syndrome knows no limits. In fact, it is very much alive and well. Let me share with you a little story from over the weekend that will illustrate to you not only the extent of Trump derangement syndrome today, but also my way of dealing with it. There is a man who goes by the name of Joe Wiley. And until Sunday afternoon, he had a Twitter account called JWiley17. I don't know this man. I have never met Joe Wiley, not to my knowledge, ever, because I don't hang out with accountants. I have nothing against accountants. Not my kind of scene, really. My Twitter account is open to DMs, as they say. There is anyone who wishes to send me a direct message, the Twitter equivalent of a text message, can do so if they have a Twitter account. And I check them now and again. And I received a series of messages on Sunday from Mr. Joe Wiley, JWiley17. And they began like this. With no apropos, no reason, just like this. And I'm having to edit it for reasons of FCC regulations. Can't wait to urinate on your grave and send a picture of it to your kids. Yeah, you scumbag. Hey, man, F you and F everyone and everything you value. I responded to him. I didn't use any foul language. And then we did a little bit of research as to who this man is. Because he's not very clever. A, that was his account with his name. And we found out where he works. He works for an accountancy firm in New York, a large one, called Markham. Markham LLP. As soon as I found out where he works and said that I'd be sending his texts to his employer, not only did he block me from his Twitter account, he then deleted it. Boom. Gone. To the credit of Markham LLP, I received an email from the CEO of the company who regretted what had happened. I spoke to him this morning, and he said that they would investigate, his legal team would investigate exactly what had transpired. After that, intriguing though this is, the company's Instagram account was deleted, and their Twitter account was made private. Not sure why that is, but at least they issued this. Markham disavows any knowledge of comments posted by Joe Wiley. So they did the disavowal. We regret its association with our firm, I presume the post. It is completely inconsistent with our values. We will take any action within our rights to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. We apologize to those affected. That means me and my family. Now, what is the lesson for all of us in an age of rampant cancel culture, of a divisive society where we see just the day before violence on the streets of Washington, D.C., where Antifa and Black Lives Matter chanted for the destruction, the burning down of Washington, D.C. To the two people who commented that I'm giving in to cancel culture or I'm promoting it, wrong. Utterly and completely wrong. Why? What is cancel culture? Cancel culture is applying undue pressure against people who you politically disagree with. The actions I took were not motivated by anything Joe Wiley believes in politically. I'm sure he's a Bernie voter or a Biden voter, but I don't reach out to people's employers because of who they voted for. But if you cross the line and mention my children and talk about death and your bio in your Twitter headmast mentions the words grenades, guess what, Mr. Wiley? I don't shirk from taking action. I don't shrivel up into a little ball. Because that's not what Americans do. You mention my family, and I take action. Now, who knows what's going to happen to this man? Will he be fired, or will he just have a stiff interview with the legal department at Markham LLP? I don't know. Not my call. Because I don't believe in cancel culture. But if you use language like that, there are repercussions. May surprise some, especially my detractors. I do believe in civility. And I took that action in the interests of civility. Not only am I former strategist to the president, I remain a presidential appointee at the Department of Defense on the National Security Education Board. And as such, not just as the host of a nationally syndicated radio show with millions of listeners and viewers, we have standards not only to set, but to stand by. And when people like Joe Wiley think they can get away with that, we are going to teach them a lesson. So, what does this mean for you? Don't just take it. When they're wrong, stand up for yourself. Stand up for your family. Stand up for this nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You don't say it because you can't say it. Not here on this show, America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and right now we're going to get some inside information on the attempt to try Donald Trump in the Senate tomorrow. But before we do that, have you seen Mike Lindell's new movie? You got to see it. You've got to see it. It's trying to get rid of it everywhere. MichaelJLindell.com is where you can watch it. Watch it tonight after the show. MichaelJLindell.com. And in the meantime, let's say thank you. A big thank you for this man who's been such a great supporter of President Trump. He needs your support. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy any of his products. Use my promo code. You'll get up to 60% off. This is a man who is a true American, a patriot. He loves this country. He sold 51 million of the pillows that never get hot, never lose their shape. Use my name, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or just call 800-829-8468. You support him, you support us, and you're sending a message to the left that wants to cancel him. Don't let them. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468. Okay, I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten in the last week about how do we stay in touch with the president? How do we know what's going on? Well, listen to this show. Because Jason Miller is our regular guest. He is still advising the president. Follow him, Jason Miller in D.C. on Twitter. Jason, welcome back, and thanks for being such a good friend and conduit to the man himself.
Seb, thank you very much. And by the way, Take on Me by A-ha, the intro music, one of the most transformative music videos of the 80s, I must say. So it's a little trippy. It's great.
It's a little trippy, but it's a cool video. It is a very cool video. Okay,
very cool.
Check it out. If you're a little bit younger than we are, just go and check it out after the show.
Are we aging ourselves by having a conversation about A-ha?
A tad. But when your kids, when your kids think A-ha is cool as well, then it's the greatest day in the world. Okay,
we're owning the libs.
That's what we do every day because we're having fun and we're happy warriors. Okay, so you're going to give us the inside scoop. You just said in the break, the brief has been deposited from the president's legal team. How long is it? What are you doing to prepare? Give us as much as you can without giving the game away.
Yeah. So I want to go back to a little bit what we talked about when I was on a couple days ago. Really three main pillars to our pushback that you're going to see this week. One, the fact that the House Democrats do not have jurisdiction here. This is unconstitutional. They're essentially trying cancel culture via the Constitution is what they're trying. Aimed really at just one man, Donald J. Trump. We don't think it's going to work, obviously, the way that Rand Paul and 44 other Senate Republicans voted. And so there's clearly not enough members of the Senate to convict here. In addition to the unconstitutionality, we're going to be pushing back on the Democrats' assault on the First Amendment and free speech. Then we're also going to be going and laying out a real and true timeline of January 6th to make it clear that the Democrats' attack saying that President Trump is singularly responsible for the horrific attacks at the Capitol that day are just plain bogus. In fact, there's a great story this morning in the Wall Street Journal talking about the miscommunications and the failures of some of our security and law enforcement types to do their jobs in advance of January 6th. I imagine we'll see a lot more of that. But let me kind of take you guys behind the scenes to tell you what's going on right now. So today I was over at on the Senate floor with David Schoen, as well as Bruce Castor, our two lead attorneys. We also have a couple other folks who will be joining us, Mike Vanderveer, who works with Bruce Castor, as well as Julianne Bateman. They'll be with us as well. And so we're on the floor. We're kind of seeing the way the room is laid out. And then right across the hall in S211 is where our home base will be, myself and a couple other lawyers and a couple folks on the communications team as we're doing some of the rapid response efforts. That's kind of where everything will be. We just filed today our 78-page trial memorandum. This is really the final essentially brief that we put out in advance. Really goes deeper into those three main pillars that I talked about here. And so we've kind of got over there, kicked the tires. Then tomorrow is when everything gets kicked off. About 1 o'clock Eastern is when it'll get going. We'll have a couple of procedural things like, do you agree to the rules? Do you not agree to the rules? That sort of thing. Last time we saw the Democrats try to dive right into their arguments as opposed to using that section, what it's really for. We'll be prepared to go up against them if they try to get off track. We have some good punches and counter punches that are all laid all ready to be laid out there. And then the House impeachment managers, their real presentation will then be Wednesday and Thursday, with ours then starting on Friday. So that's kind of the in a nutshell kind of where we are. But today was literally walking on the Senate floor. And one super critical thing, Seb, to keep in the back of your mind, when we talk about this kind of this made-for-TV and these videos and different things that the Democrats, and also we have some videos up our sleeve. That
I wanted to ask you about props. Is your quiver of props ready?
We have some very good videos, and I think that this is a little bit the case of be careful what you wish for. And what I mean by that is, for all the talk about the Democrats and their days and weeks of watch out, we're going to go and line things up with video, it will be very clear from some of the videos that we share that if we were to hold Democrats to the same rules that they're trying to hold President Trump to, we'd literally have to impeach half, if not two-thirds, of the Democratic caucus. So, look, they're going to – I think they're really going to regret trying to attack the First Amendment like this.
I love your summary. It's so professional, the three pillars. I can't wait. We're going to post the trial memo that you're sending to us. Last two questions for Jason Miller, advisor to the 45th President of the United States. Follow him right now, Jason Miller in D.C. on Twitter. Any expectation, if you're getting to present your side only on Friday, what is your expectation for the possible length of the trial? And then lastly, do you have any gut sense of the numbers? We had that vote that Rand Paul initiated where only five senators jumped ship. Is that number, do you think that number of support for the president, the 45, is solid, Jason?
I think so. Look, there's even some talk that we might get one or two of those members back, that there might be one or two that might, as they listen to the Democrats and realize how non-existent their case is. I mean, keep in mind here, the burden is really on the Democrats to go and lay out their case. I mean, there's no negative inference in this case. I mean, it's really the burden is on them. I mean, they can't come out and say, well, President Trump, we think that you're bad. But by the way, we don't have any backup or any reasons. And if you watch your speech from the 6th, it's perfectly okay and nothing out of bounds for normal political rhetoric. And then say, but we want to go and ask you a bunch of questions and keep digging, and maybe we can find something to beat you up on. It doesn't work that way. So the temperature's really been lowered a lot because we know that there are 45 Republicans who already said this is unconstitutional. Look, things could always swing by, you know, one or two votes either way, but I think that 45 number is our baseline. And look, if we only have five defections and they got to get to 17 defections, I don't see it happening.
Right. And last 10 seconds, how long do you think it'll take? 2 weeks longer?
It could be wrapped up in about 15 minutes if Chuck Schumer wanted it to be, but he will stretch it through this next weekend simply to try to get another bite at the apple on the Sunday shows and to drive things. I'm looking at a week from tomorrow, a week from Tuesday, to be when they finally and formally acquit President Trump of this bogus impeachment hoax.
Thank you for that superb summary. He's Jason Miller. He's working with the 45th President of the United States. What a joke. What a circus. What a sham. We will keep you up to date, blow by blow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Today, 1 month and 1 day after the attack, after that storm hit the Capitol, we are again warning. If there is no accountability and no attempt by the Republican Party to stop these insane lies that have taken root in their party, witness the support this week by the House Republicans for bigot and conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. If there's no effort at accountability, this is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
MAGA terrorism. That's Jake Tapper of CNN. He thinks that there is such a thing as MAGA terrorism and that Marjorie Greene is a conspiracy theorist. But Jake Tapper, who for 4 years spoke of Russia collusion on his Daily Show, no, he's not a conspiracy theorist. The man who thinks that if you voted for Donald Trump, you could be a terrorist, never, ever has called Antifa or Black Lives Matter terrorists, who 2 days ago did the following here in the nation's capital, outside a restaurant. The Metropolitan Police got into a scuffle with Antifa rioters. Listen to what they have to say. Video cut 7. Burn it down. The full chant, if you watch the full video, is if we don't get it, whatever they want, burn it down in the nation's capital. What was the name of this salubrious event, this so-called protest that got violent? It was called the F ATP March. What does that stand for? Again, I'm having to edit myself because of federal communications requirements. The name of the Antifa BLM event in the nation's capital 48 hours ago was F the Police. That was the official name. As the capital is cordoned off by 3 miles worth of 12-foot-high fencing, razor wire, and National Guardsmen. 7,000 of them. What else did they chant? The mob chanted ACAB, ACAB, which is short for what? Can I say that word? Is illegitimate children a word I can say or not? I'll say it thusly. All cops are illegitimate male children. You can work it out for yourself. It's a letter that begins, the word that begins with the letter B. All cops are illegitimate male children. I have been informed, I can say it. So the F the Police March chanted, all cops are bastards. None of those people, I guarantee you now, not one of those people who got violent with the DC police this Saturday after the inauguration voted for Donald Trump. But Jake Tapper, he won't call them terrorists. Mark my words, what you are witnessing in real time now in America is a concerted effort by both the establishment. I broke the news last week. The Biden administration is working behind the scenes with the Senate and House Intelligence Committees to adapt standing executive orders from the 1980s and 1990s to use the intelligence community, not just the NSA, but the CIA, which isn't supposed to be functioning on U.S. territory, to target so-called domestic extremists, but not BLM, not Antifa, who've caused the deaths of 40 Americans in the last calendar year. $3 billion worth of damage to the U.S. economy. No, Trump voters. Because one cretin in a Viking helmet strode through Congress. It's not going to get better unless we stand up to them. Don't cower. Speak the truth. Especially to hacks like fake Jake Tapper. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our phone number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Balance of nature. Are you the healthiest version of you you could be? Could you try a little harder? All of us could. Here's the easiest way to make sure that every single day you are ingesting all the nutrients your body needs. Dr. Douglas Howard has created a remarkable product, Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules I take every day. 3 red ones for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. And when I take them, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's the healthiest diet you can have. Right now, because you're listening to this show, he's going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. It's just health in your hand. You know it makes sense. Be the healthiest you can be. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA.
Was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Some people did something. Infamous words from Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman, Democrat Congresswoman from Minnesota. I have to admit that when I saw an attempt to get Congresswoman Green kicked off her committees, I was worried for a moment because I saw Congressman Babin and our friend Andy Biggs' names associated with that story. But I dug a little deeper and I found out that, of course, they were on the right side of history as usual. And we've got with us our good friend representing Texas 36, ranking member of the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee with us today. Congressman, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Seb Gorka, always great to be with you too, my friend.
So explain to us what your reaction, this genius plan that you, Andy Biggs, Jody Heiss had when they had the initiative to attack Congresswoman Green.
Well, I'll tell you, anytime anyone is feeling confused about what the Democrats are trying to foist upon us, always remember the old movie and the play Gaslight. And they are gaslighting us. And they're trying to make us believe that we're doing something that is abnormal when we're the ones doing the normal. When they tell us that we're doing something dastardly, that's always 99% of the time, it's because they're already, as Democrats, doing those dastardly deeds and continuing to do them. And so when they wanted to kick our newly elected Marjorie Greene from Georgia off of her committees after she's only served about a month, we started thinking about this and realizing the hypocrisy of these Democrats when we see time after time, Democrat after Democrat, that have made the most egregious and outrageous and racist and anti-Semitic, anti-American statements in the world, and we see that no one has done this any more frequently than Ilhan Omar. And I can tell you, she's not alone. There were others as well. We could have chosen from a vast cast, you know, for people to put in there. But my amendment to the Rules Committee was to take their bill that would take Marjorie Taylor Greene off of her committees and substitute her name with Ilhan Omar.
So it was a delete and replace.
That's right. That's all it was. It was just as simple as that. But I went before the Rules Committee. It was a virtual meeting because the Democrats don't always meet in person. They're frequently on the on a camera, and so by virtual meeting, I submitted my amendment, and those that had co-sponsored me, Biggs and Heiss and a bunch of my other friends, and I proposed to Chairman of the Rules Committee, Democrat McGovern, that we substitute those names and take Ilhan Omar and put her name in where the Democrats had Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I love it. And what happened, Congressman?
Well, basically, he said, "I can't believe, Congressman, that you are coming up with a suggestion as outrageous as this." And he said, "Obviously, your values are not the same as my values." And so it was so hypocritical that I could hardly even get a word out. But I did come back and say, "Well, what's good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander, Mr. Chairman." And no one has made any more outrageous, anti-Semitic, hateful hate speech than this young lady, Ilhan Omar. And you have a double standard, and that's exactly what they have, is a double standard. Well, immediately I was ruled out of order, and we couldn't get it through, but we got our point across that the hypocrisy of the left is that they're accusing regular Americans, Republicans, a conservative American and independents with doing things that the Democrats have been doing for years.
Correct.
And well, so that was it in a nutshell.
I love the idea. Keep doing it. You are definitely sending a message. Follow this man at Rep. Brian Babin right now. Last 60 seconds we have with you. I have to ask you your reaction as one of the biggest proponents of the space program, of NASA. The laughing, the derision from the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki when it comes to Space Force last week.
Outrageous. That's all I can say. I was at the one-year birthday with Vice President Pence and with our leaders of the newly created Space Force. The Space Force, everybody that's involved in the federal government and the U.S. Congress and the administration should know exactly what our Space Force is there for, why it's so important these days with the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians coming forth. They have pushed the warfighting domain into outer space and into inner space. When I say inner space, low Earth orbit, that's where it is. That's where the new battleground is going to be. And the Chinese and Russians are really working hard to get a leg up on us. And when Ms. Psaki was asked about the Space Force, she acted like she didn't even know what it was. And it was a disgrace to hear that coming from someone in the new Biden administration that wouldn't know what our Space Force was or wasn't familiar with who was running it and what its function was. She has since been evidently educated. She has made a comeback and kind of crawfished a little bit and talked about how important the Space Force is now. But everyone out there with a lick of sense knows that our Space Force is going to keep Americans safe going into the future. I saw a video the other day where the Chinese had parades, a massive parade and demonstration of their new weapons, their hypersonic missiles, all of the space paraphernalia that they have and technology so dangerous to the free world. And so I'm hoping that the Biden administration really puts the Space Force up where it belongs.
Well, keep their feet to the fire. We know you will. Former Air Force veteran, Congressman Texas 36. Follow him at Rep. Brian Babin. And I love that idea. Ilhan Omar, we'll see if she behaves. I doubt it. But the warning order has been given. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Call us on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 2 years, and the back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, is gone and left me 2 weeks after I took Relief Factor. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but you will fail. This is America First. If you haven't seen it, it's causing a lot of, hubbub is the word. You've got to check it out. Mike Lindell's new movie about the last election. They've tried to deplatform him everywhere, but you can watch it at MichaelJLindell.com. Do it tonight. You won't regret it. Things you will not see elsewhere. MichaelJLindell.com. And afterwards, thank him. Support this man. They are trying to unperson by going to MyPillow.com. Purchase his amazing products, including the incredible MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Use promo code GORKA for 60% off. You can call them at 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. He's a great American. Please support Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Let's go to Marcy, Washington State. Marcy, welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Gorka. I am wondering where you stand on the Biden impeachment.
I love it. Where do I stand on it? I think it should be impeached every single day.
Now, didn't someone file?
Yes, Marjorie Greene, the woman they
was Marjorie Greene.
That was Marjorie Greene, correct.
Okay.
That's it.
What's the latest news on that? I haven't heard any.
Well, you're not going to hear anything because who runs the House?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Yep. Got to win elections, but she's got a slim majority. One less because of a recent New York result that came in just last week. So she's down to 6 or 5 seats. So we got to keep the pressure on. But thank you for checking up. The idea was lodged, but as long as Nancy is in charge, it's not going anywhere. Let's stay on this topic. Tom in California, line 3. Welcome, Tom.
Hi there. I first want to thank you for when you went on CNN and shredded the talking heads there during the Trump administration. I think that was the highlight of the last 4 years of Trump.
Thank you. That's very kind. It's either that or the scene in the Rose Garden with the journalist from Playboy. Those are the two favorites usually.
Yeah.
Question.
But, you know, Alexander Hamilton warned us so long ago of weaponizing the House and making it a test of, you know, which faction, political faction, is stronger. And yet the House is doing it for a second time, yeah, even though we all tried to talk sense into them about, you know, it's about building a consensus and taking it to the Senate, and yet that's not happening. Do you think there should be some sort of change in that, where a percentage of the minority party, some percentage, should be required to take it to the Senate? So it's not just a charade.
Fascinating,
of power.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. It would require an amendment to the Constitution, which, of course, would be nigh impossible to achieve in the current environment. But, I mean, we just should stick to the way it was originally written. It's meant to be for emergencies, when the president is doing something dangerous. Not when he's left office. We should stick to the way it was written. It's not going to change in a hurry, not with these people in charge. Thank you, Tom. This is America First.